With results day just around the corner, I wanted to record a special episode for you guys. Today I'm chatting to Sophia X, who you may have seen on YouTube. She is currently in her first year of uni, and she, like myself, also picked up predicted grades. And I know that the situation is predicted grades again this year, so we are just talking all about results day nerves, what to do whether you get a great result, what to do if you aren't so happy with your result, how to comfort a friend who maybe is upset with their grades, and all about clearing, going to uni, and all that good stuff next year if you're picking up your A-level results. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Stylish Study Show. I'm your host, Ella Harmony, the founder of Stylish Study. This is the podcast for the students who want to achieve their dream grades, have a clear guide to success, and level up to live their best life. I myself went from being miserable with failing grades to reaching my full potential and getting A stars. Today, I'm here to share with you everything I learned along the way, so let's dive straight into this episode. Hello, everyone. Today, we have Sophia on the show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sophia, and I'm 19 years old. I've just finished my first year at university, and I'm also a YouTuber.
I have been watching a lot of your videos over the past few days, and we know that results day is coming up literally for some people in kind of a few hours. What can people do as the hours count down for results day just to manage their nerves and feel a little bit less stressed about tomorrow?
Honestly, I think the best thing you can do is just distract yourself. Just either get out the house and go for a walk or meet up with your friends, or if you really just don't want to go out, just watch TV. I remember the night before, I kind of just tried to remain as calm as possible. I just put my favourite TV show on and yeah, just ate a load of snacks, and really you just got to not think about it. Treat tomorrow as like any normal day.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me, for my first results day getting GCSEs, I was like up all night. I was on Twitter, I was on the group chats. I was like getting myself really stressed out, seeing what people had put for like questions on different exam papers, thinking, oh my goodness, like today is going to go horrendously. I'm really getting stressed out. But I think for my A-levels, I was a lot more level-headed. Although we'll talk about how we got our A-level results, because it was slightly different to the normal way, but the way that people are getting them this year. So I think that's a really important thing to talk about. But definitely get off the group chats, try and just distract yourself, just try and be a bit mindful if you can. Really just trying to like, yeah, distract yourself, watch your favourite TV shows. Yeah, if the group chats are like stressing, just don't surround yourself with that energy, because I just think that although it's great to chat to your friends and you might be getting really excited, tomorrow is like a big day and cringe as it sounds, need your sleep, you need to be relaxed. Just try and distract yourself and just try and stay away from anything that could be possibly negative. If you are actually getting your A-level results, make sure that you are clued up on clearing. There is the possibility with things that you might need to go through clearing. And I also just want to point out that clearing is not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes people go to clearing and they get much better offers than what they were originally going to go and do. So if you are going to get your A-level results soon, then make sure you are clued up about clearing. Your teachers will have all the information that you need, but just on a personal level, maybe just do some research and get yourself clued up on clearing. So we both got predicted grades last year. We received our A-levels in 2020. How do you think that predicted grades results days differ or are the same as getting your normal kind of exam grades?
I think it's so stressful because you're reliant on your teachers to give you your grades, you're relying on all the work that you've done throughout the year, and obviously at the time you were doing it, you didn't expect that work to actually count towards your final grade. You know, you might have done a mock and thought, oh, that's not gone well, and now all of a sudden that's kind of leading to your final grade. But I think you've just got to put trust in yourself and also the teachers, and think, you know, they've seen how hard you've worked over the whole 2 years of A-levels in particular, and kind of just hope for the best really. But you know, if you come out with a grade that you're not happy with, you've got so much time to kind of speak to your teachers and see what changes can be made, because obviously they still do have to have things in place like that. Just because you haven't sat an exam doesn't mean you can't still have your grades changed. And yeah, again, like I said, you just have to put your trust in your teachers and trust in the work that you've done throughout the whole year.
Definitely. I still found my predicted grades results day really nerve-wracking. Although in a sense, I think it's basically the same. You will feel the same is what I'm trying to get across. But when you have your predicted grades, for me, I kind of felt sort of okay because I knew how hard I worked. I knew what I'd been putting in over the years. But at the same time, I know that there are some people that kind of don't do that much work in class, but they can still ace an exam, which is why this is so tricky that it's been kind of like flipped on its head. So hopefully you're kind of feeling okay about your classwork, but at the same time, don't like stress too much about it. Like, you can appeal your grades. What will be, and you can always, like I said, get them appealed, you can change them. There are different things that you can do in the future to kind of work towards getting to where you want to be. I also had a teacher at the same time that I didn't really get along with, and that was the one that I was really like, oh my goodness, how is this going to go? Because I was kind of worried that she was maybe going to put her sort of prejudice towards me in those grades, but at the same time, they're not allowed to. It has to be actually based on your work. So if you feel like that's maybe happened, definitely get them appealed. Like, if you're just not happy, please get them appealed. Because, but also at the same time, when you're getting your predicted grades, it's not based on one exam, it's kind of based on a range of different things, which might be amazing for you and you might be like, oh my goodness, this is my dream, or it might be the total opposite and you're like, no, I do really well in exams. But at the same time, just knowing that you haven't had like a bad exam day. Like, I know sometimes you can do an exam season and you can feel really ill maybe on one day and just know that an exam really didn't go well and those were your awful questions and you had no idea what to write down. Just know that that hasn't really happened. I mean, obviously it could have happened in your mocks, but they're using a range of different things to actually create your grades. So know that you haven't had an exam day and hopefully that'll make you feel a little bit better. Now, I've certainly had a results day that didn't go too well. I was actually indeed crying and I hope that that is not the case for you. But if tomorrow doesn't go the way they hope for some students, what can they do to help themselves feel a bit better?
Oh, I can totally relate. I remember GCSE results day being such a massive stress. But I think what you've got to do is just go out and celebrate with your friends regardless. You know, you've worked so hard and, you know, don't let like one or two grades kind of put a damper on the whole thing really. And yeah, I think obviously now with things being open, you can go out and you can go and celebrate, and you should just be celebrating your achievements as a whole. And I think you have to remember, especially with GCSEs, and that it's just not the end of the world. Like, it's just there to get you to the next step, but there's so many different pathways people can take now. And even with your A-level results, it's not the end of the world. There are so many unis out there and there's so many different processes you can go through now to get into uni, and you've got so many different options. So yeah, I think the one thing you just have to have in the front of your mind is it's not the end of the world and I should be proud of everything that I've done.
Yeah, definitely. And I think for me that actually, almost in a way, obviously I hope that your results day goes as best as you plan, but I think for me actually, if I hadn't had that really bad results day, I wouldn't have had that sort of wake up call of like, okay, I really need to actually start working and I really need to figure out what's going wrong here. So I definitely think that, like you said, like sometimes that when things like are sort of bad and you're nervous and stuff, it can actually blossom really good things out of it and it can actually help you forward in the future. But again, there are so many different routes nowadays and it's just one obstacle in the way. Like, it's one piece of paper. You can retake, you can do all sorts of things, like you can appeal, etc, etc. There are so many things that you can do that actually, that one day and those one set of grades isn't like be all and end all, especially if you are getting your GCSE results. Like, on it, like, A-levels is a little bit more kind of like, because obviously if you want to go to uni, then that's the whole uni process. But like I said, clearing, and sometimes you actually get a better offer. But yeah, if you're getting your GCSE results, please, whatever you do, do not stress and do what I did. If it doesn't go amazingly tomorrow, find what you need to do to improve your grades and do amazingly for A-levels. Like, this is just one step in the road. On the other hand, if people's results day goes amazing tomorrow, what can they do to
I think the first thing you've got to do is just get out. And, you know, obviously, depending on how many friends you've got who want to go out and celebrate, you have to remember some of them are probably going out to celebrate with you and some of them may not be feeling the same way. But I think the best thing you can do is just go out and lift this whole weight off your shoulders. And yeah, whether that's you go for food, for drinks, you know, just even like people I saw in results, they go to like cinema, just to do your favorite things really. I think it's just so important to get out there and have a day with your friends and just remember that that's the chapter of your life done and the next chapter is about to start and you should be really excited, whether you're going to uni or to sixth form or into a career. Like, you just need to think about the future now, it's ahead of you and you've done so well. And yeah, I just think results day is a day about celebrating really just your overall achievement. It's just so worth getting out and about.
definitely. And I think that sometimes people actually get a bit nervous to actually go into school. I know some of my like peers and people that I went to school with actually wanted to kind of collect their results and then just go home and not open them in front of anyone. And I get that. Like, I totally, if that is your vibe, 100% go for it. But at the same time, I know that if I had done that, I mean, GCSE results, so I probably could have done with doing that, to be honest. But it did make me feel better being around other people and actually being able to talk to my teachers. But if you get the chance to go in for results day, please, please, please do it. I do think that it's kind of one of those things that only crops around, what, twice in your life, maybe three times. Please, please, please go in, because it's such like for me, I always just found it like such a good atmosphere, no matter what happens. The teachers are there being so supportive, and you can kind of like chat to your friends. And I personally kind of wish I could do another results day. Like, they are such like good days, and then you kind of all disperse and you go out and do your little things that you have planned for the day. Definitely, if you haven't already, grab your friends together, make a plan for what you're going to do, whether it's amazing news or the worst news ever, to either celebrate or take your mind off of it, honestly, because I really think that getting out and actually doing something and celebrating and just having a good time, whether that be you got your A-level results and you're going to go to the club, or whether that be you got your GCSE results and you're going to go kind of like go to the cinema or do something fun with your friends, please, please, please do it and like make the most of the day. I think for me, my GCSE results, I was so devastated with them that I didn't really do anything, and now I just think that it would have been good to kind of distract myself, take my mind off of it. For A levels, I definitely did kind of celebrate, but it was also in the middle of a pandemic and it was really, really bad last year as well, and things weren't really open. So definitely this year, if you can, please go out and celebrate. As we've kind of spoken about, there will be mixed bags on results day, whether you did amazing or you didn't do too great, or whether you did amazing and your friend didn't do too great. How do you think that people can kind of support their friends, and what should they do if maybe they've opened their results and they're really happy with them, but maybe their friend is very devastated by theirs?
Yeah, it's a really tough one. I think especially with last year, with the whole like downgrading thing, I had friends who we've been working at the same level all year, and then we came out with two very different set of results. And I think the one thing that I learned was you just have to really reassure people and you have to be there. I had a lot of friends trying to go through clearing, which is obviously a really stressful process for them, and I was kind of offering, is there anything I can do for you, like do you need me to look things up whilst you're on hold on the phone? Or, you know, obviously I had like one friend who had her heart set on a uni, and then with the whole downgrading thing they wouldn't take her, and then it turned out obviously when they sorted out all the results they would have taken her, and it was just too late, which obviously was really frustrating. But I think just to support your friends, you've just got to remind them like things have happened for a reason, and actually where you're going now could be a way better uni and you could be having the best time of your life instead. And for a lot of my friends, it actually has worked out. They've really enjoyed the places that they've gone to. So I just think you have to keep reassuring them and just telling them, you know, it's not the end of the world, and just take it as kind of something exciting and new, and, you know, just reassure them as much as you can.
I do think it's a bit of a tricky situation, and it can be a bit awkward as well, because you want to celebrate and you want to go out and you want to have fun, but at the same time you also want to be supportive for your friend. But I think at the same time, don't let anyone like dull your sparkle. Like, if they are a good friend, as much as they'll be upset, they'll also want you to celebrate. And that it's not like just because something happened to them, it doesn't mean that you can't celebrate. But at the same time, obviously be supportive, be understanding, kind of be like, come on, let's go out, let's like take your mind off of it. Like, obviously if they're going through clearing, then that's kind of something that you want to sort out ASAP. But if it's not anything like that, then it's kind of like, look, we can sort this out another day, let's just have a nice day, like let's forget about sort of what's happened, there'll be other paths. I think sometimes just having like a frank conversation with them and being like, okay, like what do you want to do now, and then sort of trying to help them actually realize that there are different paths and that there are different ways that they can find around. And like you said, sometimes actually it works out for the best. Like, sometimes the unexpected paths and the paths that you didn't actually want to go down end up being like the best thing ever. So reminding them of that, but also being, knowing that you are allowed to celebrate at the same time, is what I'm trying to get across, that no matter what happens, like, that is, you can celebrate and you can be supportive and you can be a great friend, but that doesn't mean that you have to, like, dull your sparkle. Also, I think that if you've got in to get your results, talking to a teacher and getting a teacher to kind of not sort out the situation but help and aid the situation, kind of take off some of that pressure on you, is also a great thing. And teachers can give amazing advice sometimes, so definitely if there's a teacher that you like there, take them over to them and be like, this is the situation, and kind of just help them to solve everything. We know that you went to uni and you've just had your first year. How was that experience during getting your predicted grades and then going to uni? And how has your uni experience been different to what you thought it was going to be?
Yeah, it was really tough. I think for me, with results day, I was feeling pretty confident because Bristol gave me such like a low entry requirement, so I wasn't too stressed about getting into uni. It was more, what grades am I going to come out with? But obviously once I got in, it was quite reassuring. And then the next stress came of, oh my god, where am I going to live? Because we'd all applied for accommodation and then it took like them a week, and I think it wasn't until like 8 p.m. on a random Tuesday that I got told my accommodation and my flat. So I think that was the next stress, the realization of, I've got to move here in like 3 weeks time. But I think, yeah, as a whole, obviously you just expect to have this massive freshers week and you expect to be going into uni, and things just weren't like that. I think I actually went into the uni like 3 or 4 times out of the whole year, and I was at home for the majority of it rather than in halls. But I think this year, hopefully things should be different for people. I already see like Bristol posting loads of stuff saying we're going to do a normal freshers week, we're going to have the proper fair. But I think the one thing that actually really helped was joining societies, even though a lot of them couldn't run this year. The ones that I joined promised to do like online things, and that was actually really useful, and it's been quite nice to meet people also in other year groups and hearing about like what they used to do when uni was normal. They said like all the events they would have and all the kind of socials. So I think this year, obviously for people, it should be back to normal as much as possible. But for me, yeah, it was just a very different experience. I was expecting to like go into uni all the time and meeting a load of people, and as much as I was able to meet people, it just wasn't the same as what was initially advertised.
Yeah, definitely. And for anyone that's actually getting their A-level or GCSE results in the next couple of days and they're worried about having predicted grades rather than exam grades, what would you say to those people?
I just wouldn't stress. I'm actually going to be working on the phone lines at Bristol for people who need to go through clearing, adjustment, or even if you've got a place and you've got questions or anything like that. And, you know, we've already been told just to reassure people that it's not the end of the world and there's going to be so much room for, you know, adjustment and things like that. There's spaces at these unis and they totally understand this year. I think especially because of what happened last year, that these grades are kind of out of students' control. Normally with an exam, you're the one who sat the exam, you can kind of gauge, oh, how well did I do in this paper, how confident do I feel? Whereas this year the unis totally understand that you haven't been able to do any of that, and for a lot of courses that often expect you to have work experience, again they understand that probably hasn't been possible. So I think, you know, getting your predicted grades rather than exam grades, the unis are so aware of that, and I just think you have to treat it like normal. Just treat it as if you did sit these papers, because theoretically you did do a lot of work over the past 2 years to get to this point. And again, yeah, everyone just understands how difficult these past 2 years really of studying have been, and you've not been taught properly and you've not been in all the time or sat as many papers as you wish, or, you know, sitting things at home is not quite the same as being in a normal environment. And it's the same when it comes to your first assessments at uni. They totally understand that you've not written anything properly for months. So yeah, I just wouldn't stress too much.
I think it's also really important to remember that predicted grades are being treated as normal grades. Like, they are literally the same. So you will not be penalized when you go to get a job. You will not be penalized in any kind of way. They are just normal grades. So thank you so much for talking today. It's been absolutely amazing. What would be your final advice for anyone going to collect their results for the next couple of days?
I would say just enjoy it. Just enjoy the day. Like you said, the whole atmosphere of results day is crazy. I think last year it was a bit of a shame with A-level results day. We all got our results online. We weren't able to go into uni and it was a bit of a shame. We couldn't do the normal thing there. You go pick up the envelope and you have all your pictures taken or anything like that. But if you're able to do that this year, definitely go and do that. Because I remember with GCSE results day, it was just a whole different atmosphere and it was really, really exciting. And my brother went last year and they got like a time slot, and for his GCSE results, and although it wasn't still the same, it's just really nice. So I'd say, yeah, just enjoy the whole day, and this only happens like once or twice in your life, so it's really good fun.
So thank you so much for chatting today, Sophia. Where can people find you online if they want to find more about your university journey?
Yeah, so you can find me on YouTube. My channel is Sophia X, or you can follow me on Instagram, which is at Sophia X YouTube. And yeah, all the links then to anywhere else that are on my Instagram.
Thank you so much. And we will catch you next week with a brand new episode of the Style Study Show. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. And for more fun, make sure you follow us on our socials at stylishstudy_ and head to stylishstudy.com/free-ebook. That's stylishstudy.com/free-ebook for your free guide to grade boosting success. Catch you next week.